This is Blockchain for Beginners Bundle, 2-in-1 Bundle, Cryptocurrency, Cryptocurrency Trading, written by Travis Goleman and Michael Scott, read by Matt Montanez and John Hayes.
This is Cryptocurrency, Mining, Investing, and Trading in Blockchain for Beginners. How to buy cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, Litecoin, or Dash, and what wallet to use. Cryptocurrency Investment Strategies, written by Travis Goleman, read by Matt Montanez. Introduction. I want to thank you and congratulate you for downloading the book, Cryptocurrency, Mining, Investing, and Trading in Blockchain for Beginners, How to Buy Cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, Litecoin, or Dash, and What Wallet to Use, Cryptocurrency Investment Strategies. This book will be your guide to understanding the fundamentals of cryptocurrency. The blockchain is an online decentralized public ledger of all digital transactions that have taken place. It is digital currency's equivalent of a high street bank's ledger that records transactions between two parties. Just as our modern banking system couldn't function without the means to record the exchanges of fiat currency between individuals, so too could a digital network not function without the trust that comes from the ability to accurately record the exchange of digital currency between parties. It is decentralized in the sense that, unlike a traditional bank, which is the sole holder of an electronic master ledger of its account holder savings, the blockchain ledger is shared among all members of the network and is not subject to the terms and conditions of any particular financial institution or country. The potential of the blockchain to improve the way we communicate, bank, manage our assets, etc., is huge and only limited by the imagination of people in the crypto community and the willingness of current institutions to change. This book will open your eyes and help you understand the cryptocurrency future that is going to inevitably come. Thanks again for downloading this book. I hope you enjoy it. Chapter 1, Introduction to Cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. The web is part of society and is shaped by society. And until society is a crime-free zone, the web won't be a crime-free zone. So what is a cryptocurrency? A cryptocurrency is a decentralized payment system, which basically lets people send currency to each other over the web without the need for a trusted third party, such as a bank or financial institution. The transactions are cheap, and in many cases, they're free. And also, the payments are pseudo-anonymous as well. As well as that, the main feature is that it's totally decentralized, which means that there's no single central point of authority or anything like that. The implications of this is done by everyone having a full copy of all the transactions that have ever happened with Bitcoin. This creates an incredibly resilient network, which means that no one can change or reserve or police any of the transactions. The high level of anonymity in there means that it's very hard to trace transactions. It's not totally impossible, but it's impractical in most cases. So crime with cryptocurrency, because you've got fast, borderless transactions and you got a high level of anonymity, it in theory creates a system that is ripe for exploitation. So in most cases, when it's a crime online with online payment systems, then they tend to go to the authorities and say, we can hand over this payment information or we can stop these transactions and reverse them. And none of that can happen with Bitcoin. So it makes it ripe for criminals in theory. In light of this, a lot of different agencies are researching into Bitcoin and looking at Bitcoin and trying to understand how it works and what they can do to police it. It's also been in the media quite a few times, and the media being the media like focus on the bad side of it. So they focus very heavily on the crime with it. So if there's a theft or a scam or something like that, then they tend to blame it on Bitcoin and Bitcoin users. So the most notable is probably Silk Road, which got taken down recently, and through their $1.2 billion worth of Bitcoins went to pay for anything from drugs to guns to hit men to those sorts of things. And the media, again, very quickly to blame this on Bitcoins and say that it was the Bitcoin user's fault. But there's actually very little evidence of the scale of the problem of crime with cryptocurrencies. We don't know if there's a lot or we don't know if there's a little. But despite this, people are
Sample complete. Ready to continue?